Hey everyone, how are we going? It's been a little while since my last podcast, so I thought I'd update you and tell you everything that's going on, even though I told you I wasn't going to. Before I start, I want to take my hats off and acknowledge and thank everybody that walks through the gate of a prison or a correctional facility, or through the courts, or anything associated. These are the unsung heroes, pretty much of the community, that you guys don't really get to hear much about, because it's all hidden away. The reason why I'm acknowledging them is, they've got a TV program out here in Australia at the moment, and, oh my god, what a load of bullshit that is. Put it this way, if you worked at a major corporation and they decided they were going to make a TV program, imagine how beautifully sanitized and clean it's going to be. It doesn't really reflect the true nature of what goes behind the bars and the gates. So I just want to acknowledge them for all the hard work that they do. And we're definitely going to get back on topic again, and I'll tell you everything about that I was going to, but we'll get these health updates out of the way. Where do we start? I've been struggling with health problems, and that, it'd be coming up to a year now. Probably a bit longer, but they really got very serious. It turned out I had cancer. So far, they've found cancer in my throat, so I had to have surgery on that. They operated on my neck first and took out the lymph nodes on my left side, and then took out the cancer and part of the back of my tongue about a couple of weeks after that. So, been pretty sick and recovering, and I still have some things to go through. I've just had a colonoscopy on Friday. Hats off to anyone that's been through that wonderful procedure. Good God, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Thank God they knock you out when they do it. It's the great shame of having your innocence stolen while you've been asleep. But they took out some polyps, so I'm still waiting to hear about that. Probably be about 3 weeks, I think, before I hear about that, so fingers crossed. And they found some other things in my bowels as well, so means looks like I'm going to have to change my diet, which, well, to be honest, you know, that needed to happen. And still waiting to hear about the go through the test for the bronchoscopy. I've got a lesion growing in my lung. So not too 100% sure what's going on there at the moment, but it's just a wait and see. I guess they're waiting for my neck and throat to heal before they go down that route again. So it's been pretty brutal. We've also had some major disasters here in Australia at the moment, and hats off to anybody that went through that as well. I mean, my heart goes out to you guys. People in New South Wales, in Lismore area, they've just got flooding again within about a month of having their last one. So I couldn't even imagine going through the trauma that they're going through. So yeah, very, 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 very surreal for that. But yes, we're going to get back on topic again very soon. I've got a lot to say on the matter, and obviously when I was sick, you know, things come out a bit askewed, so I'd like to sort of rectify that as well and give kudos to a lot of people that really deserve it, and obviously let rip for the people that don't. But if you've been following my story, then you pretty much know what that is. And definitely want to get back to the roots of what this channel was started for, telling you stories behind the bars, behind the gates and telling you about the demons that you get left behind actually working with these people. It's actually a real thing, and a lot of people have got it, a lot of people suffer from it, a lot of people won't acknowledge it, but it is a real thing, and I think it deserves a airing on a forum. So fingers crossed we get to do that. But it's a wonderful sunny Sunday here today, so I'm just wishing you all the best, and fingers crossed for the future for me, but I'm going to try as much as I can to pump out the information and let you know what's happening. So, coming loud and raw from Brisbane, Australia, wishing you all the best. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful weekend, guys. Right, bye-bye.